Next Mishnah, Rabbi Gamliel b'noi of Yehuda Anosi. He's the son of Rebbe. The last Mishnah is Rebbe, now we're going from the father to the son. So he has the following lessons to teach us. Yafa Talmud de Acheretz, Shegiyah Shnei Mishkachas Hovim. Talmud Torah is Yafa, beautified with the Acheretz, together with the Acheretz. Shegiyah Shnei, the Yegiyah, the effort that a person applies to both of them together, Mishkachas Hovim. Makes Averis forgotten history. Yeah. Remember, I was once one of those types. And now I forgot about it. That was Shkachas Ovin. Yeah. L'chol Torah she'ini ma malocha, soifu b'teilu, v'veres Ovin. The reverse, Torah that doesn't have malocha, so the Torah is soifu b'teilu, and instead of being Shkachas Ovin, it's g'veres Ovin. Unfortunately, I'll explain that Mishkachas Ovin means an Aveira that naturally would be here is forgotten. Goheras Ovin means an Aveira that naturally would not be here is slept in. Two opposites. Two extremes. Goheras Ovin, like Aveira, Goheras Aveira. Schleps Aveiras in. They were outside the realm of where a person's activities were involved with. And all of a sudden, I think that he never dreamt of Aveiras that wasn't used to go here yourself. That's very, very sharp language we have here. That's the first half of the Mishnah. If we get through that, they'll be very happy. But it's important to remember that the Mishnah is one unit, and the second half was put the Dafka together. What's the second half say? V'chol ha'iskim l'tzibur, yu ha'iskim imoim l'shem shemayim. Person is ha'iskim in the tzibur. So here we have Paskin, the Halacha, notice that the Tzok Shaloi L'Shmo, Bo L'Shmo, applies to a person's personal life. L'Olam Yasuv Olam, the Torah Mitzvah Shaloi L'Shmo, Tzok Shaloi L'Shmo, Bo L'Shmo. That's good for the regular areas. But, when you always get with the Tzibur, it's Kormis. You're working with the Tzibur, it's got to be the same for mine. We're not talking politics now. This is the opposite. Don't ask me any questions from what goes on today. Don't ask me. I want to discuss it. But we're learning Torah now. Torah teaches us that there's no such idea. It doesn't exist. It won't work. It can't exist. Negative. There's no B'toch Shalom L'Shmo. That Torah doesn't work yet. When you're Isaac with the Tzibor, it has to be L'Shmo. You're Isaac with the Tzibor, it has to be L'Shmo. Why? She'skos ha'voisa m'sayosa. V'tzitkos ha'voimenes la'at. When we get to this part, we'll learn it in greater English. But the simple translation, you have to know who you're dealing with. You have to know that a tzibur has kusolis. And what you accomplish with a tzibur is not on your own. You accomplish it because of the kusolis. But it's kusol the menes la'at, the tzus of the tzibur, the tzus of the others, is something that goes on throughout generations down to yours. And whatever goes on with the tzibur, that has to do with others. That has to do with by itself. First, I explained to you that it's not yours. It's Kosovo's. But then, the second half, but even so, I raise it as if it was you who did it. The person has to know the truth is not me. But, therefore, maybe I shouldn't get involved. Mali, it's all this dangerous business. It's not going to be my spy anyway. I didn't do it. It's Kosovo's. I'm going to take credit. So, you know. The relationship between the two halves of the Mishnah is something that cries out and it needs an explanation. But for that, we'll have to first take the individual parts of the Mishnah themselves, and then Yirat Hashem, we'll be able to see the whole picture. Let's start from the beginning. So, here we have, like we said, we have a double statement here, a positive and a negative. Yofe, it's a very strange language. You don't have that language very often. Things are usually right or wrong, should be or shouldn't be. Yofe, it's a language that needs, it's a very particular language. Yeah. It's nice that way. It's beautified. one of the Rishonim explained his comment, listen, Yalta, this Torah is the Kala, and you have to have Takshitim, a Kala, the Iki is the Kala. Somebody's going to get married because of Takshitim. The Kala. But a Kala means Takshitim. There are many things that are not anywhere near the same Yahas. But if without it, it's missing, the picture is not complete. A Kala means Takshitim. Yalta, Talmud Torah and Dechetz. The beautiful, beautiful form is when it's together with Dechetz. That would be nice without the second half of the Mishnah. So that would sell us that it's nicer that way. That it's Tadchila, something in its full form. We had a Kal without Tafshit. The Chas will go through. How is it going to happen? No. No. So it's not beautiful. It's missing some of the hidden mitzvah, it's missing something, the chachilah. But the second half of the Mishnah tells it to us, it's the first half, you also have a shigiyah shnei mishkach ha-zolayim, that you need it in order to mishkach ha-zolayim, so that's serious business. Mishkach ha-zolayim is serious business. All the chachilah is there. Torah together with the various, that's not, it's not beautiful, that's mechu'ar. That's very ugly, that's no good. The whole Torah is animals, malacha, seifa, the tailor, the gehez, holy. Double trouble. Number one, the Torah is going for that. Seifa, the tailor. It's not going to last. That has no purpose. The tailor. It's the only way you can vacuum Torah while learning. There are other ways of doing the same thing. Usually, bitl Torah is because you're not learning. There are ways to vacuum Torah while you're learning. The whole Torah is called bitl Torah. So it's safe with the tail. It's bitl Torah. That Torah is bitl Torah. It's a very sharp language. The Goyeras of it, like we heard before. It schleps in, brings a person into a various that. What's going on over there? They help me out here. What's going on? Okay. Let's try to get some understanding of what it is that you don't know. See,
I have an idea, but
go ahead.
I'll let
go. Go ahead.
Although just quickly, it seems like if a person doesn't have a certain kind of peace of mind that might be affected by having his Derek Eretz together, his Torah is just in and out.
Good. Good. But this is real English. Not good. Not good enough. Getting there, getting close. We have to get some understanding. Question?
What's the question? I'm bothered with the Mishnah using two different definitions that originally I packed it into one. Meaning, Derech Eretz is Malacha, and Malacha is Derech Eretz. Since the Mishnah, we already learned not to take things for granted, since the Mishnah is using two different definitions, maybe we have two different understandings, and we break it up.
Very good. They are reshaping it in that way. They split it up. They say that there are two separate messages going on over here, and that the first half is not talking about Malacha, it's talking about Derech Eretz, and Derech Eretz means Midos.
Right.
I was thinking of doing it that way. But, for the purposes of finishing, with some degree of clarity, I had to choose. That's a separate path. The understanding of the Mishnah extends into other territory. You have to be going down different paths. And this we find in many Mishnayos. Torah always, that it has many, many solutions. Shivim, Ponim, the Torah, all of them are us. All of them. But if you try to learn all 70 at the same time, chances I don't get any of them clear. On the other hand, one is not involved with the other. So about I. I was even L'chatchila, I was really just took Shmoneser by Meir, but to decide to go this way because it's very important to know the other half. the understanding of the relationship between Derech Eretz, meaning Midas, and Torah is a very, very important, very important message. But maybe a few words. I don't believe it. Huh? A few words? Alright, in brackets now. This is Yossi brackets. Alright, I'll tell you what. I'll make a nation of chat. Throw it all in. It'll take away some of the difficulty we had before, but notice we have two messages here, which will make the second half harder. Talmud Torah with Derech Eretz, meaning Midas Tovus, that's Yofi. It's nice that way. Without, but without Malacha, if you're saying that's a separate thing, look at the difference between worry. First half of the Mishnah is Yofi, Talmud Torah and Derech Eretz. It's nice. Yiddish name is Shachar Zal, Chatkila, nice back, with that. Go for it. The whole Torah Shein Yom HaMalacha, but Torah that doesn't have Malacha, Sefer B'Teilu G'Ras Olam, much harsher language. So this would increase the difficulty. Learning that way, as far as the second part of it goes, means we're having an extra Chomer, a difficulty on missing Malacha from Torah and missing Midas from Torah. We would have thought the opposite. We do think the opposite. Many people do think the opposite. A person, what should we say? Medrash being in Vayikra. Kol tam chalcha family de Echez. Nevela toyuzim men. Where do we learn it from? Nevela. Nevela means a stinking and nevela. A dead one on the ground. Not shy. Okay? Yeah, you have to get the picture. Okay? Where do we learn it from? That's Vayikra Shemal Moshe. That before Moshe Rabbeinu went in, the oil mold was oil mold before. The oil mold was made for a meeting place where the Hemshech of Matan Torah should continue. Moshe should speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. It was made for him, right? If he would go in without knocking on the door first, without invitation, there it is. Nevela Torah Rabbeinu. Who might have been? What's the matter? This is the normal understanding. That when you're missing, the basic Derechas, so like the Maisa Homan, Homan got, says in the Medrash that coming close to the point, especially in the Ovo the Chofi Rosh. Chofi Rosh, some stuff on his head. Says in the Medrash that they came to him to bring him quickly to the Suda. And what did he do? Didn't get a chance to take a shower. So he took one of his wife's best perfumes and made it much worse. Very much worse. The higher quality that you have, Nezim Zor Ra'av Chazim. And Nezim Zor tremendous. Chazir is terrible. But a Nezim Zor Ra'av Chazir is much worse than a Chazir. Myla, Torah, when it's in a package of Emily Derech Eretz, is Nevela Torah. You can't go anywhere near. Emily Melocha, this is a kasha a lot of the Poshim ask, what do you mean? Klaisel, Nogvim, Bnei Nevim, Roi Tamilich Chachom, that were the Tamilich Chachom of the Derech, went the path of Torah Shein Mad Melocha. Which is going against the history of Klaisel. And it's an old subject, it's a Gemara and Baruchas. There are two Mahalchim, This is the low road. This is Rabbi Shmuel. This is the easy road. The basic path. And then there's an exceptional path. Klai Yisrael has gone an exceptional path. They were exceptions. Nizman Tzinoim, There were many more exceptions. The Rosh was a conundrum. Had a penosa. But as you get later down the Doris, especially in the last generation, it's become public property of Shimon Bar Yochai's Mahalach. Apparently that is. To an extreme. That could be that's a Rosh Hashanah, the Kohel system, special need of the generation. But the whole life in, if you go through all of history, take out any history, reliable history book, and look through all of the Gedolim of all the Doris, find out how many percent of them worked, and how many of them didn't, and you'll find out that somewhere around 80-90% did not. 80-90% of the Jewish Israel didn't go the path of Torah and Malach. What about it? You can find a few people. I'm sure. I said, left you 10-20%. What?
The Rambam works.
The Rambam was a doctor. What?
Again, you're defining Malacha.
I'm going Malacha. Malacha is Malacha. Malacha is not Malacha.
Why is Malacha a profession or business?
What is it?
If I want to take it from one side, it would be Tiyuch.
That's
if I mean my yeah. Casual in the
No.
Shabbos is Isha Malacha, it's not Isha Avodah. We explain Malacha as an Avodah. Malacha is
Malacha, we spoke about this already once. Malacha is constructive activity.
It's a creative thing.
So Malacha here, in terms of this Mishnah, all the Malacha, and all the means, Chazal that referred to this Mishnah, they're talking about Derechez, talking about work. So Derechez, that means Panos. That's what we're talking about.
You said most of the Gedolim didn't work, but most of the Shittayam, I mean, the Rehobam did work in the Torah.
Right.
So it really was the Derech of Klashra in general, those people who were
right. But if you tell
Tenei
me,
Aliyah,
see, if you tell me the first half of the Mishnah, Yochel Talmud Torah, it's a nice path. Okay. But it's not the only path.
Right.
No. I understand. But if you tell me at the end of the Mishnah that it's good Torah, and it's Mishkachas, and it's Kuvira solving, what happened to all the Gedolim? Yeah, there were Yechidim. If you add them up, you find out they were Yechidim. That went that bad. But really, proved it was Yisrael throughout the days. Went the path of without Malach. They were all buckled, all soaked with the tail of their soul. That's for sure. That's for sure.
Maybe it's telling you, unless you hold them where they are.
It's all true. It's a hurrah to the arm, to the whole arm. It can't make it. It's not really making a general. It's making a generalization.
They may have been both. They were Yotzim in the fall from this.
The whole Torah is shining on Malacha. It's terrible. And this, the Malacha Shalom here is really, really... The whole Torah. All Torah. Whole Torah. Klal. Say Torah. Leave out the Kol. Make life easy. Say that's the basic way. Whole Torah is shining on Malacha. Yeah, taking the bull by the horns. Right? There are wishy-washy children that people take to, We have no difficulty with this mission. We don't have to wish you. There's no wish you watch you do this. Don't stand still. Can't stand people stand. We don't stand for the scientists. We don't stand for. We learn Torah. We learn Torah word by word exactly the way it says. Without any, no problems. No problems. That's Poshut. That anybody who stood on Har Sinai knows that the Torah of Al Peh. Of the Chayei Torah that the Gedolei Yisrael lives to the Doris is no less Torah than Torah Shebiksav or the Torah Shebiksav that we have Biksav. And Kach Nogu Kol Yisrael, Roiv Yisrael, Kol Gedolei Yisrael, Vatai, that's Torah also. Somebody's going to assume that you can ask questions from this Mishnah and he doesn't know what Torah is all about. But we have to understand the Mishnah. But we have to establish. Without Fanfarai, no Fanfarai accepted.
Oh, but the other is there. It doesn't mean that. It means this. No, that's not.
So you're
especially when you get to the places where it's been in the past. Well, it didn't dying out, but it's been in the past. Serious issues. And Chrysol has gone through major machines that dealt with those things. The whole sheetas that were built. I'm not talking about the sheetas that were made in the sense of Kohosh. I'm not talking about that. But the Derech HaMelech HaTorah that was written from the time of Moshe Kibbutz in Sinai until today didn't change. It hasn't gone an iota. It hasn't moved. And you have to know. You have to know clue. Learning Torah, we're learning Torah. True. Ramal here explains it over here. A person has to know two things. And you can't skip steps. And that's why it says, now I'll pass him from Mishnah. The Mishnah's purpose is to lay down the basic concepts. In everything, and I'll often know, especially in these areas, in everything, to lay down the basic rules, lay down the most concentrated form, the yesod of the sugya that's being presented. Then you need development of the sugya, and until Allah Alamaisa, you need at least Gemara and Poiskim. How to apply it, how to develop it, how to apply it, the Maisa. That's another step. And it's very important to know which step you are in your life. A person cannot sit down with his Mishnah and say, I'm going to now learn the Mishnah, and I'm going to decide right out of the words, I'll be medayik the language this way, I'm medayik the language that way, and decide when I'm going to stay in yeshiva or go to college. Go to college. That's the way you learn, go to college. If you stay in yeshiva, you learn not to learn that way. But you have to first get the basic Yisraeli's claw. After you have the Yisraeli's claw, then we come to applications. So, like the Gemara always has, no Mishnah. Very rarely do you have a Mishnah that has the total picture in any one Mishnah. This one, Kal explains, a lot of people explain, this is done purposely. It's part of keeping Torah about that. Almost every time in the Gemara, most of you have a Mishnah, and then they'll ask a question, but from what it seems in this Mishnah is the opposite of what it seems in some other Mishnah. Some Bereisim. And Kashas and Terutzim, this is what the Gemara, the job of the Gemara from the Sadr, is so here we're teaching this Yisrael, and here we're telling the opposite Yisrael. And then you need the Poisik, either in the Gemara or after the Gemara, and we'll all the Maisa to tell you which Sif and Shulchan Aruch applies to who. What this refers to, what that refers to, what is the Golem Maisa. But the Mishnah is telling you each one a Yisrael that stands on its own. And no form for right. No form for right. You have to hear it with all its clarity. All its clarity. The Mishnah is telling things, didn't hide behind anything, didn't pretend, didn't do anything. The Mishnah explains things with the greatest clarity, and the wording over here was bedafka given, which is very great strength. Very great strength. Such an idea you rarely come out never. There are a few other places you also have to try things. That a person who sat and learned. He learned. He learned his whole life. And you know what we call him? We call him a Mvatul Torah. Sefer B'Teilah. The Chumrah, the Chavifus. There's a Maimer in Rava says like that also. Rava says that Tizoru, he said it's Talmidim, Tizoru. Oh, please be careful. So Tishni Tati Gehenim. Be careful, you shouldn't go through two Gehenims. One in this world, and the next one. If a person goes down the path of Torah improperly, and then he's going to get upstairs and say, Vanshul, I went down the path of Torah, boy, it was a Gehenna. He says, yeah, you went down my path of Torah and it was a Gehenna for you? Gehenna. The path of Torah is done properly, is a Gehenna. If for you it was a Gehenna, that was not the Derech HaTorah. It was something wrong. Very wrong. Again, you took Torah, you took Ganeidim, and turned it into Ganeidim. So that's what we'll do for you. We took your Ganeidim, and we'll turn it into Ganeidim. Neither can make it either. Karki Ganeidim. Torah's not jokes. It's not a joke. A person can see it his whole life. There's a famous mice of Sisha mice in the Kotsky family. The person traveling around was the town tzaddik. Everybody was. I forgot his name, but it would say Yosef or whatever it was. Town Sadiq.
Everybody was just excited, but he used to show every day and people bring him to eat and connect him. And he came and he showed that he's, all that he was doing was hookup. Hookup. He was being oivy, the very sort of cover, and see his neck. See his neck. You can do that. A person can go through, especially if a person wants to go down high paths, not properly. That's just the remedy. What the mission says at the end. The simplest presentation of such a thing is going down the Tzachik Tzibur. Every person is a prat. Every person relates to a Tzibur. Being zoicha to be a isha shatzibur kolim boy is a very high path. Anybody shatzibur tzichem loy, he has a different bezdin upstairs. It's different rules. It's all different ballgame. So that's high path. So watch it. Watch it. It's not shame from my hands. It's not covered. Okay. The mission continues. Not anybody call it right, so Litos is saying no to Yito. Hey, a person goes the right, you want to jump, you want to do something, you got right. The higher you are, you're jumping, the higher you jump, the harder you fall. The simple message, right, from the surface, you have it ready, is that, watch it. What hasn't been said about Torah? But you make a mistake. If you fit into the Kol Torah She'ini Mamalaka cause, you're in big trouble. You're in very big trouble. Part of the Gerer solving that is explained in the fortune, the Gerer is like a gar, it pulls in by force. It didn't belong then, it was schlepped in. You need a tow truck to pull this offering into your territory. What's the tow truck? The tow truck is improper Torah. When a person goes about Torah not properly, we're not defining it. That can schlep him into the machines of Gaiba, for example. Or a person, for example, like the Gemara says, he sits and learns. He's been learning for 20 years. He hasn't learned properly. But he's been learning for 20 years. Now there comes an issue. It's involved in terror. And it's equal. This one says his opinion. Says his opinion. Our friend over here, not our friend at all, he has to say his opinion. He's been learning 20 years. And he takes things out of the room and shows them. He doesn't know anything about. Or they're worse. He knows a little bit about. Very unclear. And he presents in Torah's name things that can be so anti-Torah that it suggests the Chilul Hashem. Where did this Yidul Yoch come to such tremendous avarice? Because he grabbed onto things that are in the Tzibur, things that are in the, everything in the name of Torah. He's been learning 20 years. He should know. 20 years. He should know. If he doesn't know, he should know. The Lord says a person who learns Torah and didn't do it properly, very dangerous in the sign. Very dangerous in the sign. Nobody will get into trouble if he knows to say, I don't know. A person who didn't learn very much, so he doesn't have a very difficult time saying, I don't know. But a person who went down and claims that he's Mr. Chashit, he doesn't have to do nothing. He's been 20 years. Okay. For him to say, I don't know, what do you don't know? What have you been doing for this time? It's a problem. Big mistake. Let's go there as a ruinous. Big one. Big one. The person naturally, the normal, regular individual who would keep to his place, couldn't get to such things. So this is, we're dealing with powerful, this is powerful Mishnayos. These Mishnayos that we have to read, like the father, like son. Right? Every last time we learned, talking about Vorma Ingen Rum Shalayim, the mission is continuing, teaching us Vorma Ingen Rum Shalayim, things and others. We have to understand things properly, we're going to attempt to come to some clarity, even if the tape runs out.
you define basically instead of one in Russian government, what's considered proper and proper or in fiction?
No. I can't define that because there are many aspects to it. And one of the rules of learning Torah, if you want to do it properly, is to keep to your subject.
Because otherwise it'll be
nothing.
Maybe it means a person doesn't take his Torah out of the upstairs, the theoretical, and doesn't make it practical in this world, create in Olam Hazeh what it was given to us for. And that's the Malacha, by making the world work as a result of this. He just learns all this stuff and sits around, but when it comes to anything he has to do, Bagabi, something physical or real that involves tzibur or growth in the world or something that requires Malacha, that's only, you know, that you have to do. You don't have to learn about how to do that. But as long as I don't have to apply that. The guy says that. He learns. He knows every halacha in the world. But application of it, he doesn't feed it into the bank of real Torah. He doesn't help people use it. He doesn't help himself use it. He just basically sets aside from himself the difference between this knowledge and the practical applications of it. Is a person who maybe learns Torah without malacha.
All of these problems are probably inclusive. Right? That's probably also true. There are other places in Chazal where this point is. We Bedafka don't want to wire it down at all. We want to leave it like Rashi learns, and the Rambam learns, and Vina Yonah learns. All the Rishon.
We're talking about what? Just real work.
We're talking about hammer and chisel. Okay? But no kunsin.
Okay.
No kunsin. We're talking about Par Nosa. No kunsin. Not trying to avoid the issue. We want to face the issue head on. We want to deal with it, we want to have clarity. What is it that Torah say on the subject?
But even if, the rough answer is it's inclusive. In other words, even if we're talking about how not so, what Yahweh said is very true. In other words, when the person, how not so, is the practical application of that theoretical Torah. The knowledge of Seder Zeraim is a lot different when you have to put the seed in and then wait for the rain, wait for go through all of the elements. So that's why I see that's the inclusive.
Rather simple, right? Rabbi, that all of that is inclusive, but we would like to get to the Koresh. All of these things are satellites of. That's why they're all true. They all apply. They're all the basically same concept. But we want to try to get down to the Yisui. We want to try to get down to what is the basic method. And then we'll talk about application. We can get there. First, we want to learn. First, I do exactly what Yechmiel said not to do. That's why Shem explained before that you have to do that in stages. You can't learn with halacha l'maaseh in mind right away. Otherwise you won't get halakha ma'aseh, you get wrong halakha ma'aseh. First you have to learn the theoretics. You want to learn the theoretical yesodos. Like the famous story that they say with all different gedolim, I heard a secret gedolim, a literary gedolim. They learned chulin for 30 years, but they never saw a chicken. And finally, some lady comes with a shayla on a chicken. That's the hilik kokevin. I've been learning about it for 30 years. So you think that goes against what you're saying? Yeah. No. Because Torah is pure, and it existed 2,000 years and generations before this world. And the physical explanation of Torah in this world is the lowest form of Torah. And its proper source is only if it derives itself from the pure or higher forms. Then there's a clear process of how you take it down to a chicken's stomach. But the Hilka Korkovan exists for Malachim also. If not, Meshur Ben Shinkov has such a hard time. What was the discussion? Meshur Ben had, the Malachim said that you hold Chalashmayim, they want to tell you in Shemayim, they in chicken's stomachs. They don't have anything then. Where did it start the discussion that Menachem wanted to? There is such a time. Because all of Torah, all of the end, exists in Malachim form too. And I don't know, you have to understand what was the Rosh main answer. But B'chola, that's not a discussion. But B'chola, if you have to know that when you're learning Mishnayos especially, you're going for basic concepts. That's what we're heading for. The Torah is presenting us the basic essay. Afterwards, application? There must be some stages, there may be many stages between there and there. This has to put everything in its proper place. Let's try again. To get some understanding of what is the evil over here. Where's the devil? Where's he hiding? What's the terrible thing that he did? What's the problem here? Should Torah Shani or Malach? What's the problem? Back to Alvis. A few elements. Number one, man is made of two parts. It's made out of a groove. It's made out of the shaman. It's made more simple at times. How pace if you can go. A person is made out of a groove, a person is made out of the shaman. One of the biggest sayers that's clarified in Torah in many places is that Torah is not the war of the shaman against groove. That's Christianity. Torah is the dual process of Guf and Neshama, each one doing their chelik to attain that total creature called Adam that is very lived. Man is the ultimate creation. The Guf Neshama combination is the pillar of all ploim. It's the lechatchil of all lechatchilus and will exist that way forever and ever. Maybe not exactly the form that we have today. The form that we have today is that form which is exactly fitting for Olam Hazeh, which is the Olam HaNesayin and Avodah. The Olam HaSchar, so the Guf Neshama relation will take on the form that's fitting for Olam HaSchar. But the basic concept, having Guf and Neshama, this connection, this particular form of the creation, which is particular only to man, in this form. In different forms, true, in all of creation. But in basic form, this is a basic reality that's true only to man. That's man's special role. Both parts of man are part of the process that man needs to be mashlim himself to earn his keep in Olam Haba. Both parts. Each one has its chiluk. Each one has its process. Each one has its systems, which are fitting to it in particular. And each one has its nisyonos. Let's take, for example, what the Maharal says in very, very short words over here. He says there are two basic yetzahos. This is something mentioned in Chazal many, many places. There's the Yitzhak Rayas and the Yitzhak Vedazar. No one's going to ask a question? Usually people ask a question. What about cars? There's other questions that people ask. But, there are two basic systems which man lives under. And the Nisyonos take two forms, Yitzhidarayas and Yitzhidavodazah. If you analyze all human behavior, all inclusive, you will find that there are two basic forms of human behavior. Either a person who is doing whatever he's doing for some type of definition of pleasure seeking. What considered pleasure by him may be very, very variable from one to another. But some is very positive, some is very negative. But a person either acts because of some form of pleasure seeking or for some idea. For some idea. These are the two sources, the two forms of all human endeavor. And source, I'm talking about basically. There's a third thing, which is maybe particularly saying of Hador. The third thing is none of the above. It's called emptiness. Why am I doing it? No reason. Because I did it yesterday, because that's what my father did, that's what the people around me are doing. It's not getting me anywhere, I have no intentions of getting anywhere. I have no idea that it gets you anywhere. I have no idea that you're supposed to get anywhere. So why are you doing it? No answer. Emptiness. Here it comes. That's the thing, that's the Malchus America. And that's plastic.
America.
Plastic wars, plastic what?
America.
America, yeah. That's the saying that we're getting there, we're getting there.
That's pleasure seeking. You know what?
No, it's comfortable. No, unfortunately, it's lower than that. Much lower than that. Much lower than that. No, a behemoth can't be rich. A behemoth is never rich. Behemoths don't waste time. There's no such idea of anything of wasting time. They always be. Or a human in its lowest form, a baby, is never busy. Is never wasting time. Babies are never bored. You ever saw a bored baby? No such thing. You have to turn into a humanoid, have a higher character before you start becoming wasting time and being busy and being bored. This is very conus. This is something that only a human being can do. And the reason for this is because this is the anti, if you have a human nefesh ha'odam, you have what the ma'ila of odam is, this is the opposite number. That's what it looks like in white, this is the way it looks in black. And bad guys are good, it isn't bad guys. Right now we happen to be in the point of history where this Malchus is on the raising up. The joint is hitting towards its peak. That's when the Nisyoin of Reikonis have to find the opportunity to deal with the subject. I'm sure it's here somewhere. It's going to be one of these Mishnahis. But that's not our subject right now. The basic form, normal human behavior, right, not animal. Human behavior has, people are doing things, they're doing it either because they have something to gain, some pleasure that they want to get out of it, or they have some ideal that's driving them. Now, in both of these areas, there are good and bad. The Torah presents for us the proper form of ideas and the proper aim of all physical activity or pleasure seeking. The proper packaging, the proper systems, the proper way that it should be done, can be done. And the opposite numbers of these two, Yitzhadar and Zohar, his negative ideals, all of the idealisms that existed from Fisher Medrashis until today, from when the Nochash came up with the first one, he went on both tracks. Taivala and Oyu, pleasure seeking, false way, and he had a sheet. Right? The Bernishan was working on you. He only told you that you shouldn't do it because he doesn't want you to be like him. If you'll eat it, you have to make Oyu on this false. Yeah, he ate from the Eitz HaDaas and he created the world. You eat from the Eitz HaDaas, you also have to create world. That was the first sheet created. Sheetas and pleasure seeking. Yitzhadar Vaidasor and Yitzhadar Eretz. The two, we're talking again, I'll just keep emphasizing this, we're talking now totally in the realm of the basic understanding of concepts. Application is already more complicated. It's another stage, it's a different system, it doesn't develop to do afterwards. First we're taking pure, like a chart out of it or something. And you have, the world divides up into positive and negative in two areas. And these areas basically not necessarily, but in the basic form, pleasure-seeking relates to the good side of man, and idealism, in both its positive and negative form, relates to the seichel side of man, the nefesh side of man. And on both of these things, we have the major devils. The devil of Yitzhak Reis and the devil of Yitzhak as well. The basic concept that the Torah presents for us, how do you escape these guys? You keep yourself away. You want to keep yourself out of danger. Yitzhak Reis and Yitzhak Reis. So we need a two-part formula. Person is two parts, the problems are two parts, and the answer is two parts. For Yitzhak Avay Zara, you need Torah. Torah puts the man, Torah is the Sefer Yosha, puts the person's ideals straight. All of the ideals of a person, all the ideas that a man has, how he thinks and how he motivates himself based on proper ideas, that's Torah's job. Torah is the Sefer Yosha that clarifies all concepts. All ideals, real ideals, take some part of the picture, either too far to the right, too far to the left, and say that's all that can exist. The Torah just says that everything has to be. And we've talked about this in the past, and I'll go to that. Torah takes everything and puts it in its proper place. That's true to this degree, and that's true over here, and that's true over there, and it puts everything in its proper balance. It gives the Derech HaYosha this very, very confusing and complicated world that we have is very, very simplified in the Torah's path. If you don't have the understanding, just give a simple, pure proof of this. If you don't have the Torah understanding what Olam Hazeh is all about, the most difficult of all subjects, right? There is no idealism in the world that can explain. Nothing that man has ever created, what a person lives for, or what a dies for, was really ever worth it. It is not worth dying for your country. Nor is it for socialism, or communism, or democracy, or all that. It's not worth it. The world does not add up. Right? In personal lives, the difficulty there is in, like this is all from the source of Shalom, it's his proof. The world doesn't add up. If you want to define it within its own definitions, within the world itself, as a closed circuit, it doesn't add up. If this is the whole story, and tachlis, idealism I have to find within this process, there's nothing that makes it worth it. It's not worth it. It's not to die. Not on an individual level, not on a tzibur level. The difficulty, the suffering, the pain, the problems that involve just going through daily life, certainly all of the exceptional difficulties there are in the special times, like a war time, the sacrifice that a person needs to raise children, or to go to war, to have the war of existence, of panosa, the war of existence in political forms, all the different levels. For what? Why all of these difficulties? For? So Tariq trumpets it out. He says, there is no answer within the system. There shouldn't be, because it was never made to be a self-contained system. All it is, Olam Hazeh, is a praise door. It was created a perfect system for its purpose, like being a place that you pass through. You go in one door, you go through a little hallway, and then you get to the house. Okay. Person who Speed milk. Psh, great. It's going to go to the palace. And goes on in there, what they keep, what they serve. The service that you have over there, if you get invited. Finally, the person gets an invitation, comes to the front door, and all that he was offered was a rug to wrap his boots, and a place to hang his coat. And then he was asked to wait. And that's it. Very discouraging. That's all, is it? That's all there is in the whole way. That's what you have in the hallway. Right? Now you wait till the proper time, and if you prepare yourself properly, you have to hang up your coat, and you have to rub off the boots, and you have to dress yourself up and prepare a present, and all the things that you do before you go into the melech. Then in the proper time, you'll be called in before the melech, then you see. But if you're looking for tachlis in the hallway, it's just a closet. That's it. There's rugs for dirt and closets for putting. That's it. There's nothing over there. Doesn't happen. So this world without it, man's mind has been working on it for thousands of years. In many, many forms of how to find a different tachlis. Because that tachlis, then you got to do the punish of the ones. If you accept that, so then you have to keep tayar. There's no middle road. If you don't want it, you want to throw off the yoke of tayar. So then you have to come up, if you're a thinking human being, if you're a person who's not totally goof or less than that. So you have to come up with something else to replace it. So you come up with thisism and thatism. The world has been working on it for thousands of years. Unfortunately, Klai Yisrael got stuck up in that. And therefore, unfortunately, we were had to play through the role and go through one after the other, the rise and fall of all of the isms, until there won't be anything left. Until man will not be able to come up with anything. We've tried it all. There'll be nothing left. And then man will be faced with the final decision. Either Torah or Econus, that's all it's going to be like. The intelligent decision what a person has to make if he comes to Econus is to jump off the roof. It comes to the decision that truth is relative, that nothing really matters, couldn't matter, has any meaning, could have any meaning, all the rest of this type of shtiel. The only intelligent, responsible thing to do is jump off the roof. The first man of the world will be forced to position that nothing will work anymore. We've been through almost everything. Almost everything.
Wow.
Here we go. That's Yitzhak Zohar. Yitzhak Zohar is the Nisyanus of Derech HaYosher. And Derech HaYosher, it's like the midpoint of a circle. There are endless ways and forms that a person can go off the Derech HaYosher. All of the different directions, especially if we're talking about the full sphere, not just a plane, a circle on a plane. Right, left, up, down, a person can go off in many directions. But the Derech HaYosher remains one. One and only one. And we return to the Achlosh. That is, the Torah is the counterpart, is the answer to the Yitzhak Arayas. The Yitzhak Arayas, in its all of its glory. Okay? The Mishnah is telling us that the answer for Yitzhak Arayas is Melacha. Melacha. We'll quote the from the Rishonim the way they said it. Very beautifully said in the Chassid Yavetz. V'chi akitze ksoro yodo yisporach lehochin keref lehosri b'tzalmo chaliva chaliva. So the Rebbeinu Shlom didn't have enough to go around. He couldn't be Mefarnes, that Bria that the Tachlis was supposed to come from. Yeah. All of the animal world, all of the plant world. The Mishnah was able to take care of without any. He commissioned the end there. The Rebbeinu said, did you ever see a shoal? Did you ever see a fox who was carrying packages around? I saw an animal working for a living. I'm not talking about that the human beings subjugate them. The Bereshim couldn't find Panosa. Why do you have to throw the all of Panosa on man? Ach b'chokhma osak dey lahadrichoi el ha'askala. If Meir would have his panas available to him without any difficulty, the Yitzhak Arias, the Yishman Yeshuan Vayivot, Laibata, as Mara say, Laibata Shor El Teich, full bin tour. If man was be given all of his needs, then he wouldn't have a chance. He would be an ear para, Yimshech Achar Chayna. The Chayim would overtake him. V'yoyse b'yosel v'tolo. Then the Tachas would not be found, there would be no Tachas out of it. This low form of creation, the Olam Hazeh, this chumnistic world, if man had it easy, if everything, you can go the chumri route easily, then the Yitzhak Avodah Zarah would have such an over advantage that he couldn't stand against it. The neshama, the nefesh chelek al-adam, would get lost in the rush. He wouldn't hear his voice. The guf would be so running after the chomer that's so readily available, easily available, that man would not have the opportunity for fair b'chir. And he would be ear pera, nimshach achir ha-chomer, v'ayse b'yosat v'teila. Very amazing concept that he presents to us over here. Now that panos is not readily available, the person has to make efforts to attain it. And he has to use the koichas hanefesh, the chokhmah, the eitzah, to think, how am I going to make a panosa this week? For the tzrochen of the guf, he'll use the koichas hanefesh. So he won't forget the voice of the nefesh. The nefesh there, he can't get to first base without the nefesh. He needs the nefesh. The guf won't be able to tell the nefesh, go home, don't bother, I'm too busy eating. He says, if you don't ask me, you're not going to have what to eat. You can't ask the nefesh. Nefesh has to be there. Once he's there, once the voice of Chochma and Eitzah is going to be there, then he'll do its full voice. Once he's talking, so he'll talk what he has to say. And man's neshama will be given the microphone. Man's neshama will be given the microphone. Well, that's what's this. Amazing. All the way down to Oil HaMaisa now. Amazing it is for those who have contact with those who work in Malacha, Al Peter. The difference, the natural voice of the Shama that you hear from them, that hear the Rishonim here are Bimagaltas this site. There are things that people in yeshivas who are Torosim also and work on Imunah, talk on issues, many areas of Midos, Musa, they can work on for years with great difficulty. Kam, get somewhere. Kam, you get somewhere. Great difficulty. And then you walk into a shul, you find a proper balabos. You sit down, you have a talk, and he tells you a vort you have in the parsha, and everything you've been working on for 8 years, he throws you out kalachiyat. I wonder what happened. Oh, something wrong with it? Oh, what's going on? Alright, it wasn't developed the same way, and it didn't have the background, but he said he was there. He had it, and he lives it. What happened? Where did we go wrong? What's the matter? Nothing's matter. Even if he's learning, it's a harder job. It's a harder job to be a proper balabos nowadays. But a proper balabos has a major advantage. He has a major advantage because his yetzer toiv functions naturally, And his Yetzer Hara was subjugated to his Yetzer Tov in a natural process. Famous story. Talmud Chacham tries to wake up his kid, 10-year-old kid, 15-year-old kid. He says, listen, look how hard it is for me to get you to go to yeshiva, to get you out of bed in time for davening. Don't you see the neighbor next door? He takes his kid to work. 6 o'clock in the morning, they're in the car and out to work. Aren't you embarrassed? He says, Abba, leave me alone. He says, don't you understand? The same Yetzer Hara that's keeping me in bed is getting him out of bed. That's no comparison. But in the proper form, this work has a very important meaning. True, right, correct. The Yitzhak, the Arayas, if it would not be for the Parnosa, the Malocha, the responsibility of man, certainly wouldn't get people out of bed at 6 o'clock in the morning. But when there's Malocha, it's natural. It's easy. Relative. It's harder for Yeshiva Bocha to get the davening than it is for Balabas. He has to go the golden path, and that's hard. Especially he's still young, he's 15 years old, he didn't get there yet. He's in the process. Talmud Chacham in training, but he hasn't quite made it yet. So along the way there's some bumps, there's some ups and there's some downs. It's a much, much more difficult job. A person has, a shtich has, getting bochum to come to davening, than in medical school you have people getting to do 18 hours a day of work that they have to do. Much more difficult. Because they're working on a very difficult process. The basic system of the world, the Bereshit made a process of the world, which is the basic system of the world. There are other paths. We'll get there. We'll speak about it. First, we're learning the Mishnah unadulterated, clear. What is the message of the Mishnah is telling us? The Mishnah is telling us, my friend, you have a goof, and you have a neshama. And against the neshama is working the Yitzhak of Yitzhak. And against the goof is working Yitzhak Arayis. And the Rebbeinu, he runs this world. He called the shots, he created it, and he said, my friends, that if you want to escape the Yitzhak of Yitzhak, the only answer is Torah. Basic answer is Torah. There are other processes in that too. One of them is Emunas B'Chorin. If a person is Mevatel Daitai, the Das HaChacham, so even without having his proper need of Torah, he will be saved from all of the shyness of the door. He will smoothly glide along, right? Be in the right camp without knowing the issues, without knowing the answers. He might know the questions, he won't know the answers, and he'll still safely and simply glide along to the right area. That's the other way that a person can go. If you don't have Torah yourself, you can connect yourself up to what you did, and you can save yourself from the Yitzhak, the Avodah Zorah that way. There are many things, there are many secondary forms, but we're here again, we're learning this Mishnah, the basic form, the Yisayt. The Yisayt of how a person escapes the Yitzhak, the Avodah Zorah, is Torah. That's the Yisayt. Now the secondary process, if you don't have Torah yourself, so there's ways that you can join the one who does. There's Yitzhak Arayis in the world. Yitzhak Arayis, big problem. It's no fun. It made a lot of trouble. All the way back from Taiva Hilei Naim, Chetan Rishon, it's been going at it ever since. The Mishnah is teaching us that there's a basic mahalach of panasa, of omo, of yegiya, all the things that people would prefer not. That is the basic path that the Bereshit created, that if you go that path, you can be saved from the Yitzhak Arayis. Of course, Yigish Deim. It's only the package. Torah, that's why the Mishnah tells us the Chiddush, Kol Shekein the other way. Torah without Halacha, you're not even going to be safe to get to the Avodah Zarah. Because even though the Torah should get your idea straight, we're talking without questions, without the answers, we're talking the basic process, Shuv. Right? If a person is left undone in what Malach should be doing, he's left to the mercy of the Yitzhak that rises. Like it says in Chazal, Le'ovdu Yisrael Avodah Zarah, El Lahate Lehen, Arayis V'Ezim. One of the main Kleisel, you know how we end up in a Yetzir of Avodah Zarah? They tell us all these shtiyot, they're not. Kleisel is not taken by these. A pep talk, somebody comes up and gives a tremendous speech, and all the way up. Take it easy. So it doesn't run so fast. You can tell that to the Polish, tell it to the Germans. So you get a good speaker, do big speeches, rallies, and everything, do anything. It's throughout history, but you didn't work that way. How do you get them? The Yitzhak Arias takes over, but they got a problem. They know the Torah is extinct. So you have to fight for it. And you come up with idealism and other, but the ones who were at the top, always the Yidden. It's always Yidden at the top. Because they really need it. The Goyim don't have such a big problem. This idea, that. What would they have before? What would they have after? So this isn't tomorrow, that isn't. Goy thinks the same. Last year we were working for that Melch. Nice and efficient, Melch, ideas, whatever. Then the other Melch took over. Now we're working for this Melch. Okay. Yesterday we found out that you have to, nice and efficient, send your kids to fight Iran. Okay. So now they tell you that we'll give it all back, whatever you nice and efficient, 500,000 people killed, whatever. That's not important, we give it all back. They are our friends. Now we fight the bank. Okay. Well, that's the way it works. This way, tomorrow, the other way. And Yid has a different problem. Yid has Torah. And Torah and Arayis don't go very well together. They're opposites. So what are we going to do? Person wants Arayis. So he can't go straight out. Arayis, let's go. Yid can't do that. So he comes up with a big Yitzhak. So he creates a new one. And really good. With all the koichas, the opposite number of what it says here. He's mishabed, all of the koichas of seichel. Come up with brilliant new isms. Uh-huh. Brilliant. And gets all of the going to Yidden, then we can do that. Don't need Torah anymore. Now it's different world. New world order, new ideas. There was these stupid grandparents who had the old ideas, they didn't know nothing. Us new guys, we came up with these new ideas, and therefore we don't need the bottom line is you don't need Torah anymore. Why? So you have to have an excuse. That's one without the other. Kol Shekein, Chiddush was the Torah without Melacha. So you're not even going to, it's not going to do its half. It's not going to do its half. But the Yitzhak Arayis is going to take over, and that's going to bring you back to Yitzhak Arayis. Kol Shekein, the other way. A person who doesn't have Torah. And Me'ikah Didin in his crew. Melechat Chile. He has his head on backwards. Then you have to sometimes with such tenuous. With the cold rotzen to do toif, you find yourself Yidden also. It's mostly Midrash, the tenuous. The way they stick knives into somebody's back. They take Torah and rip it to pieces. With kuli, with tmimus, yofer, doesn't have Torah. Just malacha without? Either one without the other is not going to work. You need both of them. Talmud Torah, yachad, with malacha, you have the counterpoise to both camps, both the Yitzhak Devotees Lord and Yitzhak Devotees.
So what happened to the Gedolim? Gedolim. Is Malacha.
Right. Good. Good question.
That was the question.
That's really the question that we're going to start with next week. We try a little bit just to... I'm going to have to continue even the explanation of the Yisoid still. I don't have enough clarity yet. But we will start in Shemblinar, all things being...
Yeah. One more thing I don't understand. Well, there's only one thing in the second that maybe the Rabbi Dina second asked, but I don't understand now. Is what is it being osek in the malacha that keeps being that keeps the person away from his taibas? The fact that he's involved in it? What is it about malacha particularly as opposed to some other thing that maybe he could have done that would have kept him away from this arise? I mean, why doesn't he just watch movies or something? I mean, whatever it is, I mean,
that's gonna keep him away from it.
No, I don't know, I'm saying I don't know what is it about the malacha? What is happening here? What is it? It gets him out of bed. I mean,
well, shibud.
Shibud. That he needs.
Shibud.
He needs to earn.
Well,
he accepts the yoke, and
he has to function.
He has to produce.
The goof on its own can't produce anything. The goof is a kli. A kli is makabel. That koyach that produces, that's productive in the world is a nefesh. Anything productive, any constructive activity has to come from the nefesh. The goof can be a kli for the nefesh. But when the goof takes over, right, when it's just party, nothing constructive can, by definition, take place. It can't. It doesn't happen where. The goof is a makabel. The goof was forced into position to know that there's no... Again, there are a lot of exceptions. What about the person who was born rich? What about this? Well, there are a lot of kashas. Right? The kashas are not kashas. The kashas are how you apply particular situations to the basic concepts. But first of all, learning the basic concepts. There are a lot of kashas. The biblical chumash is the easiest one. The rich guys are much harder. How do you raise a rich child? It's one of the most difficult things in the world. How do you successfully raise a rich child? Iron gap. Take out your jab, and you'll probably find great glue. The solution is going to be difficult to find in the regular American dictionary. I don't have the answer. That's much harder. Why should I work? Because I need banana. My great grandchild won't eat banana. Why should I work? He's in a sorrowful state. He needs an answer. He's got a big pressure. He's going to come to big problems if he doesn't have an answer. It's also a problem. We need the answer. I'm not avoiding the question. We're not even going to talk about it and clarify it. But we have to clarify more this concept, understanding also of what the benefit of Malach. Aga, that so far we already should have. Anybody's having difficulty with pronouncing and has pain from it and thinks up like, what should I do about it? And thinks that all of this is negative. No, they're not. All of this is a matzah Elokim, right? That's bringing out tremendous quality in a person. Yeah. Also, opposite of the person who goes in the wrong way, the Torah path, the person that goes the wrong way, the Torah path, is in a tremendous nisayon of gaiva. The person who goes the right way, the malacha path, Torah, with Torah together, he has his kavirus and he tries to live Torah. All of the tremendous ideas that I'll come to in the moon and be talking and the lip, all be pushed there. There'll be no, I always think it's nothing. I haven't started yet. I have to go to Mary Bain and learn more. Because I really don't have the act together yet. This is the way they talk always. Tremendous things. So everything's nothing. Go. It's not as you're out of it. Teva will be enough. Teva is always there. Teva will become a moon and tochen. Zeroyim, a moon is a say the zeroyim. That's the side of Malach. That's where Teva starts. Malach. Malach. Okay, we are in the middle of the subject. Anybody listening to the tapes?
This is all brackets, also.
No. Are we?
Are we decided?
We are in the middle.
Not in the brackets.
But please, nobody. Make a mistake to think the subject is complete. We are in the middle. We'll try to continue in Hashem next week.